questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have an expert from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojjatul Islam, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the ways to control our lust and sexual drive. We know that according to the Islamic teachings, there are some recommendations in order to control your sexual desires, or it's better to say carnal desires. Of course, sexual relations, sexual intercourse are not abundant. They are, we can say, even recommended by, in its, we can say, legitimate, lawful Islamic framework. Now, first, let's start with the definition of shahwa or lust. According to Islamic teachings, what is shahwa or lust?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So shahwa is referring to whatever one may desire. So some people have the desire and shahwa for wealth. Some for, sexual desires. Some for fame. So for each and everyone, that desire might be manifested in, something different from the other people.
Yes.
But usually when we are talking about shahwa, people, refer to that shahwa, that desire which is related to carnal desires and the sexual desires. So the first one that I would like to share is that we should not think that this is the question asked only by Muslims or by religious people. No, it's a widespread problem in all the societies, and we see that the scholars, the scientists, they write papers and books for people out there to control their lust.
Yes.
So we shouldn't think that's only an Islamic problem. No,
yes.
I mean, youth in all, maybe almost all the countries, all the cities, we have people suffering from that.
Yes.
And especially because of the fact that we see the rate of marriage getting very low in all the countries. So people have problems in controlling their sexual desires.
We have sex addictions, for example, nowadays, or pornography addictions,
exactly.
You know. These are the problems of the modern world. That's
This is not the solution encouraged by the, even scientists.
Yes.
Because of the harms. For people looking for such ways.
Yes.
So, but the point is that when it comes to those scholars, those scientists, they just try to give recommendations for the people, but all the recommendations are related to this world. But when it comes to religious scholars, that doesn't make any difference. Christians, Muslims, doesn't make any difference. We have more recommendations here because we have recommendations related to the hereafter too, and which are taken from the infallible Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. This is the first point. The second point is exactly what you mentioned, that Islam is not against shahwa as an instinct. So when it is created, it means that it should be. We are in need of it, and the protection of the generation is through the same sexual desire, but there must be a channel for it, and maybe the main channel or the only channel is through marriage. So unlike some schools and religions and denominations, Islam does not suppress this desire altogether, but says that there is a framework for it. The third point is that when we are talking about the ways to control lust, it is for sure easier said than done. And having said that, the other point for the people in our time is that the more difficult the job is, the more reward you will earn.
Okay.
So this is a principle.
Okay.
So we shouldn't think that a person living in an Islamic country, in an Islamic city, and
away from the carnal desires.
Exactly.
Or shahwa, because it is an instinct put in the nature of all human beings. And as you said, nowadays, because of the social media and cell phones mm-hmm. and all the things, you know. Well, one of the main motivators of the shahwa, which exactly. are, we can say, the nude pictures are all available. But what are the precise recommendations for those who want to be away from such things? In Islam, we have the concept of taqwa, we have the concept of fasting and prayer. The Muslims are obliged to do, and all the things are made to be considered as an obstacle yeah. on the way to control our shahwa. What about the other ways?
Sure. Just one last point.
Okay.
As I mentioned, my point was that we can imagine two people, one living in a Muslim country, Islamic region, Islamic city, if we may put it this way, and one living in a Western country with all those attractions.
Yes.
So for sure, the second one has more problems. So we shouldn't think that they're practicing chastity, they may have the same reward. No, for sure, the one who is living in a non-Muslim country with all those attractions, if he or she is able to protect themselves, then they may have more reward compared to the people who may not have the same difficulties and problems.
Okay.
And in one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that according to that narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts of a young person who leaves his or her carnal desires because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Now, let's go to the solutions. The first point is that, and this is, I think, is shared by both religious and non-religious, scholars, especially for the youth and for the teens who are not married, to be away from imaginations, too much imaginations, especially before going to sleep. So, and it is also encouraged for the people that try not to go to bed before you are, too tired. So one of the best opportunities for the Satan to deceive the people is before people go to sleep, before they fall in sleep. And they may go, they may think about different issues, and this power of imagination helps Satan to deceive them in an easier way. So they are encouraged, the youth, the teens, to be away from such imaginations. Like you may, take a book to read some pages, and it is, well-known sentence that, as soon as you take a book to read, then you will fall asleep. So it might be one way. For some people, it might be some games through their cell phone, for example, or watching TV and so on and so forth. My point is that this power of imagination, especially in our time, is too strong, and people should be away from that and think of some solutions to replace that time spent for imagination.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So you mean by imagination is not, for example, thinking about sexual drives,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Related to that. That's all right.
The next point is haram looks and mm-hmm. forbidden looks, which is very important. And maybe in our time, one of the most dangerous ways for our sexual desires to go to, deviation is haram and forbidden looks. So why people are deceived by Satan and they commit several sins which are related to sexual desires? Maybe one of the main reasons is that they are not careful about their looks. This has been mentioned in the Quran and in the narrations. For example, in the Quran, both men and women are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cast down their looks. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغْضُضُوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And in one narration, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying that the haram look is one of the poisonous arrows of Iblis or the Satan. So if you, close your eyes not to look at forbidden scenes because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give you a kind of faith that you have not tasted before. So again, I'm putting emphasis on the fact that this is not an easy job, but people need to practice. How there are some ways, for example, through muhasaba, musharata, muraqaba, which are mentioned as one of the most practical ways by the scholars. So, for example, if you are a person suffering from this problem, I mean, you commit this sin a lot, you may, first of all, do musharata. Early in the morning, like after morning prayer, you say that, "Oh Allah, today I will take care of my looks." And you may add that, "Oh Allah, if I look at forbidden scene, for example, I will pay $10 in charity if it is difficult for you." During the day, you do muraqaba, and at night, you do muhasaba, meaning that you take your actions into account. Yes. Were you able to act upon that condition? With what you said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not, then you may pay charity, which might be difficult for you. Or you may tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will fast the following day, which might be difficult. So the next day you do the same, the next day. And so you will see that after maybe some weeks, at least you have committed this sin much less than before. The third point is that, which many people unfortunately take it very lightly, is the effect of haram music. In our time, we have some kinds of forbidden music which directly, provoke the people, sexually speaking.
Yes.
And I believe that no one can deny the effect of music in this regard. So if you want to control your sexual desires, before that, not only you may protect your eyes, you may also protect your ears too.
That's right.
And we have some narration in this regard too. And the next is to avoid provocative words. Again, teens, youth, when they are coming together, they spend time telling jokes which might have provocative words in them too. So if you want to protect yourself, sexually speaking, you need to take care of your words too. And that also shows the importance of the friends that you choose. So I think no one can deny the effect of the friends. It makes so much difference which type of friends you are associating with.
That's right.
And then let me share one narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam that if you listen to a person, it is as if you have served him, meaning that you are a servant to him. So if that person, maybe your friend, talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islamic values, it is as if you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he talks about Satan and his words are satanic, it is as if you have served and worshipped the Satan. So the point is that we shouldn't take this point lightly, the people that we are associating with. No, this is one of the most important decisions in our life. They have direct connection to us and direct influence on us. And when it comes to sexual desires, it shows itself even more, explicitly. So it matters which type of friends we are choosing and we are associating with. Are some solutions. There are some more to it, which we may share in the following session.
For example, how to spend your energy or, it's better to say, for example, doing sports, which makes your body tired, and then you can have a nice sleep at night, okay, to be away. Or there are some, as we can see, therapists who can help you through, religious deeds or meditations in order to leave. Some of them are rooted in the Islamic teachings too across the world. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. It was
my
very
pleasure.
Kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page. In our episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن